built the green gates. And we had water in this house. And we came home and we had all our carpets and everything was ruined. And mud about that deep. About 2 inches deep. And it was just a mess. And then that's the first one I've had any experience with getting in our house since I was born here. And then again in 61 when Hurricane Carla came along. We put water in our house again. So we still build it back and try to go on from where we left off in Cameron, Louisiana. Yeah. They came back real good. They got some fine homes they've rebuilt over there. So all along this coast, I guess people sort of take the gamble that they may be wiped out one of these days, but they still build these fine homes along the coast.
What sort of things would bring the community together when you were coming up?
Well, we most everybody go to church and they have little meetings, you know, and I'll say,
you said you were Methodist?
Right.
Well, most of the folks in here?
Well, we got most of them back in those days were Methodist, but we got quite a few Catholics and Baptists down here now, you know, and different religions. So we got a nice little church over here.
Yeah. You remember? Tell me about how you met your wife. Can you tell me?
Oh yeah. Well, yeah. She first came down here. She's a twin. She has a twin sister.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and they both came down here to teach. And
that could be confusing.
But they're not identical twins. In fact, we'd go to the show in Port Arthur, and sometimes her twin sister would go along with us, and they dressed alike. And we walked down the street, people thought there was something wrong, you know, because they didn't look alike. And but anyway, I met her down here at school in 1947. And we started going together. We went together about a year. And we got married. A year later, we had one daughter. And we got two little grandchildren now, so.
Did you ever remember, after people getting married, they would have something for them, you know, people might come around the house, shoot off their guns or something?
Oh, yeah, yeah, well, sure, they used to chivalry.
Chivalry?
Yeah, yeah.
Can you tell me about that?
Well, we used to chivalry them, too, because you'd take a can and put a hole in the bottom of it and tie a string in it to it.
Yeah.
And rub that deal and put it right up next to the window. And man, it sound like all heck was breaking loose outside.
Oh, this is when they were dead or something?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Did you shiver any just anybody or?
Just certain ones, you know, okay. That thought would go along with it and then want to get out there and probably shoot us or something, you know. So, and then on Halloween, we'd turn over a few little outhouses and we put up a wagon on top of somebody's barn. And one time we did put a wagon on a guy's barn and he was watching us. We took it all apart, piece by piece, put it up there. It was a job, too. And he, as soon as we got it all together, we were getting ready to leave, he comes out with a gun. He said, "Hey, take that wagon down, fellas." And we did. We worked all night long. We didn't go but one place that night. Man, that was something. That building is still standing right down there, the one we put it on. That behind that pink house down there belongs to Mr. It was that barn right there behind there. That's where we put that wagon.